so excited to agree to a long-term sponsorship, not only the presenting sponsor, but also the medical sponsor for this important race for our community. As a healthcare provider, we have a commitment to not only taking care of the sick, but also trying to do all we can to promote wellness, support our local charities, and support our children. And this marathon and Children's Marathon do all those great things.
What went into the consideration of this type of commitment?
It really comes down to a few things, one being relationships. And Chris Fields, who's the director of this race, does a fantastic job running the race. Second, does it align with what the business that we're in, which is healthcare, taking care of sick, but also promoting wellness? There's a lot of initiatives out there that you hear that we've got to do a better job of promoting wellness in our communities, and this half marathon and full marathon and kids marathon does that. Also, it just gives an opportunity for now for Scott and White to give back to our community, and our physicians, our nurses, our technicians really look forward to volunteering and providing medical coverage for the day of the race, which will occur on December the 8th.
Do you have an estimate of how many employees are volunteering?
Right now, we expect it to be in the hundreds. And I should note that it's not just our employees, but also the great University of Texas A&M. They've got volunteers. We have some of our own volunteers here at the hospital that are stuffing goodie bags for the day of the race. But all in all, it'll be close to 25 to 30 physicians, and then probably an additional 100 to 150 volunteers from the hospitals and the clinics in our region supporting this race.
Again, another great signal, the willingness of Scott and White employees to help out the community.
Yes, absolutely. You know, healthcare is about the community and about making a healthier community. And Scott and White just feels fortunate and blessed to be part of the Greater Brazos Valley since the mid-'80s. And this is just one other opportunity we can give back to our community. You know, and also it's a great opportunity to show off the great area of Bryan College Station. We'll have representation, meaning runners from 37 states and four countries. And I just heard that we only got 8 spots remaining in the full marathon. The relay marathon as well as the half marathon is sold out, and this race is now voted the best marathon in the state of Texas, and so it just continues to get better and better.
As you visit with your contemporaries around the Baylor Scott and White system, is this the longest corporate commitment that you're aware of within the combined company?
You know, Bill, I don't know if this is the longest or not. We sat down with Chris, the race director, and this is the longest he put on the table, so we took it because it's a great opportunity to have a continued long-term relationship. This marathon, this race, is very important to us and supports our community. So we look forward not just these next 7 years, but for a long-term relationship even past the agreement that we're putting in place.
Which also sends out the signal that the marathon's not going away either.
No, it's not. You know, this marathon, I think, is going to be here to stay for a long time. Not only does it give back economically to this community, promotes wellness, but also for those who just love to run, it's a qualifier for some of the national known marathons like the Boston Marathon and whatnot. So I would expect the BCS Scott and White Marathon to be here for a long period of time.
Have I missed anything?
Part of our volunteers is leadership, and with that volunteer is our medical director of our race, Dr. Boone Barrow. This will be his third year for leading the race on the medical side, and I just really appreciate his leadership and organization to align in and getting our doctors ready, our nurses ready, all our volunteers ready. We hope nobody gets injured or hurt during the race, but the best plan is one that's well-prepared, and Dr. Barrow does a great job at that.